Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovated Services and Community, Volume 5, Number 2, Spring 2014. Email talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Volunteer Appreciation at the Commission. In 2013, 102 individuals gave over 8,000 hours of their time at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, helping with nearly every program. We recognized their dedication during Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 6th through 12th, with the theme Volunteers Light Up Our Days, and refreshments supplied by ICFL staff throughout the week at a beautifully decorated volunteer cafe. On April 15th, we treated the volunteers to a luncheon that included thank you gifts, service awards, and an inspiring talk by longtime volunteer Fred Riddle, who repairs and maintains Talking Book Service, TBS, machines. Fred, one of 10 CenturyLink pioneers who volunteer at the commission, talked about why he volunteers. He said that the commission staff believes in the volunteers, which makes their jobs so much easier, and he added, "This city and state have been so good to us, the least I can do is give back." He brought some in the audience near tears with his heartfelt thanks to his wife for her continuous support of his many hours of service to the community through the years. Roger Du Bois, Administrative Services Manager at the Commission, said the volunteers are what the military would call a force multiplier, a factor that dramatically increases the effectiveness of a group. He said the volunteers help the commission reach citizens across the state, from the youngest to the oldest, from early literacy programs to the Talking Book Service. Volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther said that ICFL volunteers are a shining example of why Idaho is third in the nation for volunteer hours per capita. Milestones for our 2013 volunteers: 5-year service lapel pins, Rosemary Ardinger, Colette Kalman, Gloria Hubbard, Deborah Lynch, Cindy McLean, Chris Query. 10-year service lapel pins, Sandy Bott, Irma Krishnick, Sharon Krishnick, Truman Stewart. 20-year service lapel pin, Norma Erickson, Marion Stevens. 5,000-hour longevity award, Elizabeth Carpenter. Statistics for 2013 include digital books recorded, 39 titles, 325 hours of recording time. Magazines recorded, 29 issues, 67 hours of recording time. Books converted from reel to digital, 54, 156 reels converted. Books and magazines circulated, 159,000 titles. TBS machines cleaned and serviced, 1,070, 320 cassette, 750 digital. TBS cartridges duplicated, 2,930. TBS cassettes duplicated, 1,800. Jumpstart folders assembled, 15,000. Stickers in thousands of books for school partnerships, Every Child Ready to Read, My First Books, and other early literacy projects. The Commission is grateful to all of our volunteers, and we are honored to celebrate their contributions to the services and programs we provide. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service: General donations: Mary May Onstead, May Amon, Carol Bashaw, Lois Benno, Bobby and Esther Bopp, Patrick Cunningham, Paul Eastman, Susan Forrester, Viola Gardner, Bud Howard, Kerr Surveying, Faye, Lambeth Sioux Family Trust, Doris Mock, Riley Maxwell, Ted and Shelley Milton, Juanita Park, Mary Purdom, Harold Rowley, Billy Shoemaker, John and Jane Van Kirk, Lois Waldman, Louise Wallace. Due to a misprint, the following donor names were misspelled in the Winter 2014 newsletter: Dorothea Giannini, Gloria Harder. We apologize for the error. Memorial donations: in memory of Leo Campbell, Lorraine Weberg. In memory of Victor Casebolt, Marion Barton. In memory of Clarence Woodard, David Woodard. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book service and are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. TBS 10 Squared Club. The newest centenarian to join the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club will be Helen Williams, Kootenai, born 7/5/1914. Magazine Corner, Magazines on Cartridge. The transition of Idaho's locally recorded magazines from cassette to digital is complete. With the distribution of Connections, Talking Book Service News on Cartridge, all magazines recorded in the Idaho Talking Book Studios are now available on cartridge and for download via the Shelf Project. Contact the Talking Book Service, TBS, at 800-458-3271 for instructions on accessing and downloading from the Shelf Project. All TBS users were sent a letter in March outlining the transition of the newsletter from cassette to cartridge and were asked to return the letter indicating their preferred way to receive the newsletter: in large print, on cartridge, via email, or online at http://libraries.idaho.gov/node/9174. The newsletter will no longer be distributed on cassette. If you have not responded to the letter, please do so as soon as possible. The newsletter will be sent in large print until other instructions are received. As in the past, a paper copy of the order form for locally produced books will be inserted with each cartridge. Use the form to request books listed in the newsletter, and don't forget to include your name on the form. Please read the newsletter quickly and return it so that others may receive it. In addition to the newsletter, the following titles are also available on cartridge or by download from the Shelf Project: Idaho Falls Magazine, Idaho Landscapes, Idaho Magazine, Idaho Yesterdays, Owyhee Outpost, Sandpoint Magazine. Contact TBS to request any of these titles be added to your magazine subscription list. Reminder about service hours: Talking Book Service, TBS staff, is available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. When calling or visiting the library, please allow at least 15 minutes for staff to help you. Even quick calls can take longer than anticipated. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, select the VDB numbers of the titles that you want and mail the enclosed pre-addressed order form or call 800-458-3271. To download these and other locally produced digital titles, 1. Go to http://webopac, spelled webopac.class.com/ID1AOPAC. Number 2, log in. Number 3, click on Browse and select Locally Produced Shelf Content for a list of locally produced titles. New Idaho Talking Books, VDB 01287. Place the headstones where they belong. Thomas Nebar, WW1 Soldier. Adult Nonfiction, author Sherman L. Fleek, read by Sue Vapp. This is the story of a young soldier's journey during World War I from Sugar City, Idaho, to the Argonne Forest of France and back. In a remarkable feat of valor, he overcame multiple wounds and single-handedly stopped a German counterattack. Thomas Nebar consequently received the Medal of Honor and other awards, but after a brief hero celebrity, his life followed a tragic downward arc. Published 2008, 10 hours, 45 minutes. VDB 01305, Sheep Eater to Cry for a Vision, Juvenile Fiction, author Joseph L. Doris, read by Sue Robinson. In the early 1860s, 12-year-old Eric Larson and his family head west in a wagon train to find a valley in pre-Idaho territory with hopes of finding happiness in their new home. Unfortunately, Eric's mother becomes ill, and the wagon master pushes ahead to outrace a blizzard. With his sister far ahead in another wagon, Eric is stranded with his parents. After his father takes a fatal fall, Eric and his mother face a brutal winter alone on the prairie. To survive, Eric seeks help from the Sheep-Eater Indians. A poignant partnership soon unfolds between the Native Americans and a white man intent on reuniting with his sister. Published 2009, 12 hours, 15 minutes. VDB 01309, Second Chances, More Tales of Found Dogs. Adult Nonfiction, author Elise Lufkin, read by Chris Query. Every year, millions of dogs are abandoned at animal shelters, racetracks, or on the side of the road. Many end their days without ever knowing a caring human hand, but some are fortunate enough to be given a second chance. And these dogs, often rescued from death's door, seem to have even more than the usual canine capacity for love and loyalty. Second Chances is full of wonderful photos and words from people who have adopted dogs, from sleek greyhounds to scruffy mixed breeds, that have become service dogs, protectors, and friends. Published 2003, 6 hours, 14 minutes. VDB 01311, The Fairy Woman, a novel of the Mountain Meadows Massacre. Adult Fiction, author Gerald Grimmett, read by Lynn McCollum. This book is a work of fiction cut from the tattered cloth of history. It tells the story of Emmeline Buxton, the fictional 16th wife of John D. Lee, who ran Lee's Ferry on the Colorado River in the 1870s. The same Lee was the only Mormon convicted in the 1857 Mountain Meadows Massacre, where over 120 defenseless men, women, and children were killed. Published 2003, 12 hours, 7 minutes. VDB 01320, Coyote in the Mountains and Other Stories, Adult Fiction, author John Rimber, read by Deborah Lynch. John Rimber takes the reader on several journeys with modern-day Coyote, a tongue-in-cheek reference to the Native American trickster. Coyote visits various friends, including Badger, Lynx, Bear, and Rabbit. This collection of short stories is thought-provoking and entertaining. Published 1991, 2 hours, 45 minutes. VDB 01322. Dead Owls Flying, Adult Nonfiction, author Leon R. Powers, read by Lana Thurston. In an adventure-filled story of a quest for the great gray owl in central Idaho mountains, biologist Leon Powers spirits the reader into the pungent world of the owl's forest home and the intimate center of its reclusive life. What begins as an unobtrusive study of rare owls in the Long Valley culminates as a benchmark against which one can gauge the ongoing shredding of the owl's habitat and the rampant obliteration of the valley's idyllic past. Published 2008, 5 hours, 30 minutes. VDB 01325, Women Helping Women, A Centennial History of the Boise YWCA/WCA, Adult Nonfiction, author Sarah Nash, read by Debbie Queen. Nash takes the reader on a journey that explores the history of the Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, and the Women's and Children's Alliance, WCA, in Boise, Idaho. Women were essential to the growth of the frontier town, but they needed a safe place to live. The YWCA filled that niche and contributed greatly to Boise's history. Published 2011, 3 hours, 6 minutes. VDB 01335, The Brave Cowboy, An Old Tale and a New Time, Adult Fiction, author Edward Abbey, read by Tom Jaramillo. Burns, a loner at odds with modern civilization, rides a feisty chestnut mare across the New West, a once beautiful land smothered beneath airstrips and superhighways. And he lives by a personal code of ethics that sets him on a collision course with the keepers of law and order who are hot on his trail. But Burns would rather die than spend even a single night behind bars, and they have to catch him first. Published 1956 and 1992, 8 hours, 11 minutes. VDB 01341, Unsettled Territory, Adult Fiction, author Leslie Ann Leek, read by Debbie Queen. Unsettled Territory, the second collection of stories by Leslie Ann Leek, comes from the outback of eastern and central Idaho, the small towns, snow-capped mountain ranges, dry canyons, willow-lined rivers, and sagebrush distances that go on forever. Leek grew up in those small towns, wandered those distances, and brought back stories about the men and women who share an open-hearted emptiness and desolate, joyous freedom. Some Strong Language. Published 2012. 5 hours, 40 minutes. VDB 01345. Lawmen, The History of Idaho Sheriffs, 1863 to 2000. Adult Nonfiction. author Linda Hoffenbeck, read by Rosemary Ardinger. This history is organized by county, with a short biography of each sheriff who served that Idaho county. Published 2012, 11 hours, 6 minutes. VDB 01346, The Wild Mare, Juvenile Fiction, author Glenn Balch, read by Rosemary Ardinger. Born among the wild horses of the Owyhee uplands of Idaho, Flax is separated from her band by a twist of fate. She's helped by the kindness of a boy, but when he leaves her side, she runs into an unexpected adventure. Flax joins a new band of horses and learns to run from the rope-swinging cowboys. She'll keep running until she finds a true home. Published 1967 and 2004, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Attention, the Talking Book service will no longer circulate book and magazine titles on cassette after June 30, 2015. Users are encouraged to request a digital player from the Talking Book service at 800-458-3271 and enjoy improved sound quality and ease of use. What Are You Reading? By Sue Vapp, Idaho Commission for Libraries volunteer. The author, Ivan Doig, has been a favorite writer of mine since I first discovered his books in the 1980s. This House of Sky, Landscapes of a Western Mind, 1979, was the first book that got me hooked. It is his memoir based on the life he had growing up with his dad and his grandmother. His next set of work was fiction, but it had a lot of ties to the author's personal life. Ivan Doig was born and raised in Montana, my home state, and his writings have always touched at my love for the magnificent beauty of the 41st state. I just finished reading The Bartender's Tale, which is set in Gros Ventre, Montana, in the famous Two Medicine Country. The story is written from the perspective of Rusty, the 12-year-old son of Tom Harry, who is the owner of the bar called the Medicine Lodge. Lots of reviews said the book was a coming-of-age story for young Rusty, but it is hardly a typical coming-of-age story. Rusty and his dad share a bond, but so many questions from the past haunt their days. Some even appear and reappear in their lives, so Rusty has plenty of misinformation to let his imagination run wild. And sometimes the truth is even wilder than he imagined. This novel is a stroll into the summer of 1960. Pull up a bar stool, open a cold one, beer or pop, and settle in with the characters. Zoe, Rusty's best friend who happens to be a girl. Proxy, the taxi dancer from Tom's past with her daughter Francine. Is she really Rusty's half-sister? Delano, sent from the Library of Congress to create an oral history, and perhaps to unravel a few mysteries. The list goes on. You will be so immersed in the cool darkness of the bar, you will soon be a part of the story. If this book has piqued your interest, you will have plenty of other Doig titles to read. Bucking the Sun will fill in some of the storyline that is covered in The Bartender's Tale. The best summer days call for good reading. This House of Sky, Landscapes of a Western Mind, Adult Nonfiction, DB 012548. The Bartender's Tale, Adult Fiction, DB 075428. Bucking the Sun, Adult Fiction, DB 046175. Try Idaho author Kirby Jonas by Terry King. Idaho author Kirby Jonas writes classic westerns in the vein of Louis L'Amour and Max Brand. Legend of the Tumbleweed, VDB 01163. Tom McLean is an outlaw, but he is also a hero. After a daring daylight robbery in a Wyoming boomtown, Tom and his young partner are on the run from the sheriff and his posse. Will Tom end up dead, or is the woman his ride to freedom? For high school and adult readers. Lady Winchester, VDB 01150. When Kate Winchester's husband, Ira, ends up near death on the floor of their Idaho ranch house, it is plain his would-be killers aren't through. Now Kate must choose between her Quaker upbringing and taking up a gun to save Ira's life. It's a race against time to find out who wants Ira dead and why. For high school and adult readers. Disciples of the Wind, Legends West, Book 1, VDB 01291. Brother against brother, a war of races. Jake the ne'er-do-well, Jason the idealist. Sandoval Cobra was the shroud of evil that shadowed both. The struggle could end only with the death of one or more of the three. And in Pine Valley, it was legend, San Cobra could not be killed. Adult readers. TBS Snapshot Day. Library Snapshot Day is an opportunity for Idaho's libraries to capture one day's activities as an example of the variety of tasks completed and persons served each day. On April 15th, the Talking Book Service, TBS staff, checked out 868 books, checked in 477 books, received 27 calls, made 5 calls, enrolled 8 new users. In addition, one user visited the library. 10 volunteers contributed 25 hours, 30 minutes. User comments about TBS service. Thank you, you do such a wonderful job. You have helped me so much in providing this amazing service. These numbers reflect the effort staff makes every day to deliver quality service to all TBS users. How are we doing? Frequently asked questions. Digital transition, what does it mean for me? An article in the last newsletter stating that circulation of cassettes and the cassette player will end July 1, 2015, prompted many questions about what this means. Following are answers to some of the more common questions. Number 1, when we transfer completely to digital, will I receive a new player? The digital player that was sent to each user several years ago is the player that will be used exclusively after July 1, 2015. The yellow cassette player that played cassette tapes will be the player that is no longer available. Number 2, will everything I want to read be available on digital cartridges? All magazines and the majority of the National Library Service, NLS, book collection, and locally recorded titles will be available on cartridge. Those titles that have not been converted from cassette to digital format will continue to be converted over the next few years. The main reason for discontinuing circulation of cassettes is that the players are outdated and very hard to repair. In addition, the sound quality of cassette titles continues to degrade. Simply stated, digital is better. Number 3, when I search the online catalog, many titles are available for download only. How do I listen to those titles? Not all digital titles are currently available on cartridge. However, the Talking Book Service, TBS, can create a cartridge for those titles. If you want to read a title that is only available for download, reserve it via the online catalog or by contacting TBS. Be sure to use the word reserve to indicate you want to read the title as soon as it is available. Number 4, my digital player's battery does not hold a charge as long as it used to. Can I request a new one? The digital player's battery is not as robust as first thought. Be careful not to completely run down the battery. If you do, it is difficult to recharge. You should leave the player plugged in as much as possible. It will not overcharge. If the player's battery consistently will not hold a charge for at least 10 hours, contact TBS for a replacement. Number 5. When will there be a new machine or format? There is no new machine or format planned at this time. NLS plans to enhance the digital player's capabilities as well as improve the ways titles can be downloaded. TBS staff will keep you current with planned upgrades and changes. Feel free to contact staff with any questions about your service. Technology Corner, Cable for Cartridges. The National Library Service has developed a new cable for use in downloading titles. One end of the cable fits into the cartridge, which eases the transfer of the title from the computer to the cartridge. But wait, there's more. To encourage users to download, the Talking Book Service, TBS, will lend a cable and a 1 gigabyte cartridge to any user who is registered to use BARD. Depending on the length of the book, a 1 gigabyte cartridge will hold approximately 10 books. Call TBS at 800-458-3271 to request the cable and /or cartridge or for instructions on registering for BARD. Note, this cable works only with the TBS cartridges and will not be useful for those downloading directly to their iPhones, iPads, or iPods using the BARD app. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Volume 5, Number 2, Spring 2014. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services.